Jesse Allen catching up with Arlen Sudeman of Stone X. Arlen, taking a look at the market trade. We're fairly quiet again here one day ahead of that WASDE report, at least in the corded soybean markets anyway. FSA mistakenly releasing some numbers yesterday afternoon that were supposed to be out tomorrow. What are your thoughts on that and how that's affected our trade here one day ahead of the September WASDE?
Yeah, I'm not sure if the inadvertent posting of those numbers added clarity or it added confusion to the markets, but I do think it added to the fear in the markets overall that we're going to see an increase in supply. And you combine that with the fact that we're seeing more delays in getting power restored to export terminals at the Gulf. They're having the same problems there that we're having everywhere else in the country, a shortage of workers and a shortage of supplies, getting poles and power lines and people down there to get the work done. So we thought many of those export terminals waiting and ready to go would have power within 2 days. That was 24 hours ago. And today they're telling us another 2 to 3 days. So that's disappointing the market. You talk about the FSA numbers. Those are the farmer certified planted acres numbers that the farmers all report by midsummer, and then they're certified over time or processed over time by USDA FSA and then reported on a monthly basis on what they've processed to this point. USDA WASDE came out and said that there's been enough processing done that they're ready to go ahead and make adjustments to corn and soybean acres. They usually wait until October to do that, so we assume that much of the number crunching has been done, but you still have to make some assumptions about what the numbers mean. As we look at the data and compare it to history, it looks to us like we're looking at a 1 million acre corn increase, and probably soybeans are going to stay fairly close to where USDA currently has them. A month ago, we would have said the data argued for a reduction in soybean acres. Now we think it's going to be pretty close. I think there's a lot of people, though, not understanding FSA numbers and what they mean. And so there's a fear that we're going to see much larger increases both in corn and soybeans. And that's weighed on the markets this morning, along with the delays in New Orleans.
Arlen, over in wheat, we're seeing a downturn there. I know we got some bearish numbers from Stats Canada. Is that what's weighing on the wheat market specifically, or is there something else?
Oh, it's a lack of fresh bullish news right now. We've had some good rains in the Central Plains. We still have a lot of reasons to be friendly. The wheat market longer term as far as holding up prices with supplies in the major exporting nations near historical lows right now as a percent of usage. But the technicals have certainly turned weaker. We've broken through some areas of chart support. The momentum is to the downside. U.S. wheat is trying to stay competitive, and we simply lack any fresh news right now to reverse that course. I'd anticipate at some point here as we hit an area of support that we'll see some buyers come in. That's been the cycle in the wheat market, but for today, it's down.
And real briefly, Arlen, in livestock, cattle and hogs trying to hold on to a higher move here on this Thursday. We still have a little bit to go before the session ends, though. What are your thoughts in cattle and hogs? Anything standing out there?
Yeah, we've seen some light movement thus far in the cash market, of steady to firmer than last week in the cash. And that has been providing some support. But overall, that news has been disappointing because it's showing that we're still, these are artificial prices and what the packer has chosen to pay to the producer, the feeder, rather than the feeder actually having the leverage. And so we did see a pullback yesterday. We're kind of pulling back today and seeing some strength once again because we're bouncing off of a 200-day moving average for the October contract. So a technical bounce back in the market.
That's comments with Arlen Sudeman of StoneX coming up here this afternoon. We'll talk with John Heinberg from Total Farm Marketing as we prepare for the WASDE report due out tomorrow. We'll look at today's market trade and get some thoughts heading into Friday's action. This has been the Market Talk Midday Commentary for Thursday, September 9th. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.